but honey, I was in the closet and I thought I needed to come out, but honey, that was the last. So everyone knew I was in there.
Hello and welcome to Come Out, a podcast where people tell their coming out story. Each episode, we are joined by a new guest who will tell us the story of how they discovered and came to terms with their own identity. They will also talk about how they decided to reveal that part of themselves to the people around them. We hope to spread positivity and support fellow members of our community on their own journey, whatever that may be. So wherever you're listening right now, sit back, relax, and let's share our stories. So are we ready to go?
Let's get into the gig.
Welcome to another episode of Come Out. Today, I am joined by my good friend, Colin. Hi, Colin.
Hi.
We're currently recording in separate locations, so this is via Skype and AirPods and all that.
Yeah, we're far away, but emotionally connected.
I like that. So we've known each other for about 4 years now, and we actually met through a mutual friend when I first moved to Vancouver. But this isn't where you're from originally, is it?
No, I'm from Vancouver Island, and I like to say that because I don't count the small town in rural British Columbia where I was like an infant child. So Victoria.
How long have you been in Vancouver now?
I lived here about 5 years. So I met you like soon after I moved here. So I was like fresh here when we met.
Okay. And what is it you do for a living?
I work in retail cosmetics.
Do you enjoy it?
I love it. It's something that I more or less fell into and something that became an obvious passion for me. Such a queer friendly space and such an empowering space for like female and femme presenting people.
Nice. So like to get your story started, I always like to go back and like hear a bit about like you growing up. Is there like a first memory of you being different?
I feel like growing up, just to get it out into the open, I grew up in a glass closet. So if you're not familiar with that means, I think it's pretty obvious, but honey, I was in the closet and I thought I needed to come out, but honey, that was the last. So everyone knew I was in there. There was so much commentary growing up. I specifically remember being a young person, like literally 5-6 years old, and people saying like, oh, you're such a ladies man, like the girls are gonna love you when you're older. And now thinking back, being like, it's so weird thinking about an adult pushing this narrative on a young queer child who's like obviously gay, and they're like pushing this narrative that I'm like straight.
Right.
And I believed it. And that's the thing. I believed it. I was like, oh, yeah, totally. I like chicks love me. I'm hot.
I haven't heard that like term before, the glass closet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't heard that. But that's a great explanation for
growing up femme.
Yeah. So did you do things looking back that were super obvious to you now that maybe weren't obvious to you then?
Well, I have this one memory where I like ran up in excitement to my grandparents as a child and was like, grandma, I just learned the word accessorize. And like, I thought I was like the smartest bitch because I literally heard that word on TV. And thinking back on it now, my grandma was like, oh Lord, like, let me like just take control of this situation.
How did she respond to that?
Oh my gosh, so positively. And like, to be honest, like, I don't think that was ever a surprise because we had a lot of like hand-me-downs in my family, like growing up. And I remember like I played with Barbies from the 70s mm-hmm. and 80s, like retro Barbie dolls were one of my favorite things to play with. I feel like there was no surprise there, but they handled it decently.
Funny story from when I was a kid. My first word was Barbara, which is even funnier because my mom's name is Denise. My mom had a friend called Barbara, and I was obsessed, apparently, from an early age.
You're like, work, Barbara. Yeah, love your like, look today.
Literally.
I love that.
Do you remember how old you were when you started thinking that, oh, maybe I should say this out loud?
I think I was in the closet to myself a lot longer than I was in the closet to other people.
Okay.
Because I had convinced myself that I was just like different or weird, or, you know, at the time it was very much emo. Like that was a big thing when I was preteen, kind of like sexual awakening.
Okay.
Being emo to mask your sexuality, like, seems like grasping at straws looking back. But at the time, it was like fully convincing for my peer-to-peer relationships. It was like fully a beard.
You actually had a beard when I met you, like a full We're so jealous of that beard. Your beard growing ability is amazing.
Thank you so much. That's so kind. Get you a man who can do both, am I right?
Absolutely. Definitely a picture we'll add at the end for social media. I have a great picture of me and you. It must have been the month that we met, and you're on my shoulders at Pride. Full beard, full face of makeup. I loved it. So did you ever feel the need to come out?
Part is like growing up gay and Christian for me. There was like a lot of like, don't ask, don't tell culture.
Okay.
I didn't even acknowledge it within myself for quite a long time. So I didn't feel the need to come out for a while. And something that I have spent a lot of time reflecting on is how like being in the closet, it's like performing.
Yeah.
It's almost crippling having to multitask at all times where you're constantly thinking about, you know, is what I'm doing and saying and acting, mm-hmm. you know, coming off as gay,
yeah.
while simultaneously having to do all of the other things that make up your life, like going to school, having a job, having friends, having family. It's really exhausting.
Yeah. So was school tough?
Going to school, I didn't know anyone else who was queer, mm-hmm. even though I was in like public school, like there was rumors, but no one was like really like out. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up just actually dropping out of school.
Right.
And I ended up like enrolling in online only school as a way to like focus on my school without having to like do this like multitasking, because I didn't want to come out yet.
Right.
It's like I didn't want to have like a now I'm gay conversation at the time. And I really just wanted to be like, you know what, like I deserve and want the privilege of not having to come out like a straight person. So like, I'm not doing it. I refuse.
Right. So how did it eventually happen?
I literally waited until I had a boyfriend and used that to legitimize my queerness.
Okay. So you want to share that part of yourself with other people?
Yeah, totally. And I wanted to be able to live my life and like hang out with this person without having to multitask all the time. And for me, that's where like the relief from coming out really comes in. Mm. I don't have to watch my back. I can say what I want and not have to worry about it to a degree. Instead of coming out to people, I literally just introduced my boyfriend to them. I was like, oh yeah, this is my boyfriend.
So you just felt like you didn't have to come out?
100%. There's one friend who I did have like a more heart-to-heart with like around coming out. And I think honestly, it was a really important part of our relationship to have that conversation.
Yeah. Was that the first person you told that you actually like officially came out to?
Yes. And she's also queer. So that was iconic, but I didn't know that at the time. And we were BFFs. So it was like really the stars aligned for us.
That's nice. I think like everyone's first queer friend is important because it allows you to fully be yourself around another person.
Mm-hmm. Without being guarded at all.
Yeah. And they just get you. And I think that's such a nice thing to have. And that definitely helps people get the confidence to be more accepting of who they are, mm-hmm. even if they're not ready to tell other people. Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you were?
I think we were in my car and dropping her off at her house, and it turned into like, you know, I probably drove up to her house at 10 and she probably got out at 1 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like we ended right. up having like such a great conversation.
Did you tell anyone that was surprised?
I think honestly, one of the only people who was genuinely surprised I came out to them through the similar experience of everyone else. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm dating this guy now. And this person was like actually shocked.
Right.
I remember that because in the moment, I remember saying something like, oh, you know, like, I'm gay now, but like, I've always been gay, but I'm not that gay. As in, like, there was some sort of like automatic aversion to being like a feminine gay. And I think about that because it's taken a long time for even, like, I'm a very feminine person, and it took me a really long time to remove this aversion to like femininity and like any femme phobia behavior that like naturally exists in the queer community and like the gay male community specifically.
So when you finally introduced that boyfriend, how did your family take it?
My family is like super accepting, and I'm so happy and honestly so lucky. And it feels weird to say like, oh, I'm so lucky to have a family that doesn't like treat me like a piece of shit. But honestly, it's true. And it's because my aunt, so she really like broke down those walls. And I have so much respect for queers in generations and generations past, yeah, because, you know, she really broke down a lot of those barriers for me as like a queer person in my family. If it wasn't for her, I definitely wouldn't have had such a smooth and like easy experience. You know, she was one of my dad's best friends, and she was a queer woman, and that made like my life entirely different.
Right.
And it's actually funny too, like I'm actually named after one of my dad's best friends who died like in the AIDS crisis.
Wow.
And I didn't know that until I like came out to him like as an adult. And so my dad sees this is so corny, but like my dad sees me like growing up as a queer person as like serendipitous.
Right.
That like I grew up as a queer person, and like he named me after a queer friend that he had who died in the AIDS crisis.
That's so cool.
I think is like so mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's kind of a lucky thing to have.
And I think one of the privileges for me in that situation is that like growing up and through coming out and the process of coming out, I was introduced to a lot of like gay culture, you know, wanting to understand the AIDS crisis and understand what the like older generations. Mm-hmm. I don't take that for granted at all. And I think that like knowing your queer history is so important.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a shame because queer history really isn't taught in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. So as a queer person growing up, you're only presented with certain history. You're mm-hmm. not really taught, or at least when I was young, you weren't taught about queer history. And I think it is important for us to look that up, even just for ourselves.
100%.
Do you think you behaved differently after you came out?
I think as far as like socially as a young person, there was definitely like a lot of secluding happening. And like I became very selective with who I was friends with, mm-hmm. which like sucks. And there's a lot of people who I'm not as close with anymore because of that. And it's still something that I have to unlearn, like really being vulnerable and letting people get to know me.
Yeah.
Is something that's so important to me now as an adult, because it's something that like has never come super naturally to me, you know, like as a queer person.
That kind of brings me nicely to, would you do anything differently looking back at your journey?
There is a part of me, honestly, that wishes I had the vulnerability and had the willingness to have that conversation with more people in my life. I actually do wish that I could go back and I could talk about that with people in my life, like my parents and my like family more, because as much as I do wish that I didn't have to come out, I feel like that vulnerability is so important to have with those who are close to you.
Totally.
You know, I did the best with what I could do at the time and the resources that I had.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't regret anything. You know what? Like not forcing it was perfect for me.
Have you had any negative reactions either to coming out or just being an openly gay person since coming out?
You know what? I think one thing that I'm so happy with is I know who in my life I have that accepts me for who I am. And by surrounding myself with those people, no, I don't think I've had like necessarily like a super memorable negative experience. Mm. And part of that was like being protective of myself and only surrounding myself with people who I'm like really, really confident in, and also choosing spaces to be like, I'm lucky enough and I'm so lucky to be employed at a place that's like super welcoming and super, I guess, just accepting, and like all are welcome there. So
yeah,
I definitely chose, you know, I chose a life and a space for me that is really positive.
Is there any advice you would give to someone who hasn't yet come out?
Honestly, like there were a lot of times that were really hard. And I think, you know, growing up and seeing so many messages around you that can be confusing because you don't necessarily relate to them, even though you're supposed to, is such a difficult experience to go through.
Of course.
There are going to be experiences where you don't necessarily feel super comfortable or you belong. and being able to really take a step back and see like who's there for you and who you have like on your team was like one of the most important things that I did. And being able to create a sense of community, even if, you know, you don't know a million different queer people at the time. Mm-hmm. And thankfully with social media and like dating apps and like all of these things, like, yes, it's easier now to like find other queer people, but don't forget about those people in your life who are just like really close to you because they want to be there for you and they want to be a support. And so allowing them to be close to you and just be vulnerable with them is so important.
Yeah, I actually think that's a really important message.
Like, don't forget those allies in your life.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's something so empowering about that.
It's a different experience.
Yeah, that person is supporting you no matter what.
Allies who are listening. The biggest support you can do is just hear the queer people and listen to their story. And for like the queer people who are listening, for me, it's like, don't forget about those allies in your life and approach things with positive intent and understand that like people are trying their best.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like it's so hard to approach life without like assuming that everyone is trying their best.
Yeah. So let's end it on that positive note. Thank you for being a guest on my podcast and sharing your experience of coming out with us. I was really excited when you agreed to be a guest. So like, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
And we'll share a post, a couple of pictures on social media. So if you want to put a face to the voice, go over to social media, check those out. And don't forget to send us your questions or comments to comeoutpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll try and read those out at the end of each episode.
But if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe and ring the bell notification for updates on new videos.
We're actually not on YouTube yet, but when we are, I promise to have Colin back on to do the promos because that was amazing. Stay safe and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Come Out the Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please look for us on social media by searching Come Out Podcast or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help us spread the word and we'd love to hear from you. If you know anyone who might benefit from hearing these stories, please share it with them. Or if you need support on your own journey, you can find more helpful resources on our website, comeoutpodcast.com. Until next time, be kind, be supportive, and most of all, be yourself.